Chapter 16, Love Test. What's good about floating in hot water for a year? Pain has been my greatest teacher. Imagine the pain of a broken heart, grieving a divorce, compounded by the pain of a broken neck, disconnecting your brain from controlling your spine. Imagine pain so pervasive and intense that it prevented you from resting your head on a pillow, from lifting anything heavier than a feather, from shuffling your feet any faster than a snail's pace. Imagine your stomach spitting out pain pills on the path through your broken neck, causing so much pain that pills had to be avoided. Imagine the only relief from pain was found while doing a back float in a tub of hot water during a year or more of recovery. Now you've imagined the pain I'd experienced after my neck was broken in a fluke injury, which I'd suffered while recovering from the heartbreak of divorce. Now you may appreciate the lessons pain had taught me during my year of floating in hot water. Pain taught me how to love stillness. Outside information felt like a brutal assault that rattled my neck, so I tuned out the media, the telephone, and the internet while I turned my focus inside. If the silences between the notes create beauty and meaning in a song, then silence became the music in my life. Pain taught me how to rise above it. Every negative thought caused me to sink deeper in pain, so I chose to ignore my inner critic, who'd often complained or focused on negatives. As I let each troubling thought roll off my back, I floated in lighthearted peace. Pain taught me how to feel thankful for each sweet moment of relief. If pain were a monster in a horror film, I shut my eyes and learned to find safety inside, trusting that all is well and as it should be in each moment. Pain taught me to remember the love. Focusing on lost love from my parents who died young or from my husband who also left me only caused more pain. As I chose to focus on love that survives physical death or the death of a relationship, I savored all the love that remained in my heart to support me and speed up my recovery. Pain taught me to express my creativity in ways that lifted my heart, mind, and spirit. As I began each 24-hour cycle, I alternated between 2 hours of floating in hot water to get some sleep, followed by 2 hours of sitting at my desk to write my first book, which was inspired by my journey from lost love into the fire of love. If a scene or idea didn't lift me up, then I didn't make room for it in my thoughts or in my book. Pain taught me to ask for help. Facing the threat of paralysis, even if I got bumped gently, I needed help to recover from this serious injury. So I investigated surgical options and weighed the risk of surgery versus nutritional and alternative treatments. Then I chose a safe, non-surgical path toward recovery. It was a great success. Since the experimental, costly treatments were not covered by insurance, I invested most of my savings to recover my best health. Pain taught me how to rebuild my body and regain my health. Eating only the best available organic foods, drinking purified water, choosing positive thoughts, actions, and supportive friends, and doing some type of exercise each day are proven secrets of real healthcare reform. Pain taught me to avoid man-made chemicals, which we naively trust to be safe. As my childhood friends and I ran behind the magical fogging truck that drove through our baseball games on the street every summer, no adult ever tried to stop us. We all were too trusting to even imagine in those days how the DDT sprayed in the fog to kill mosquitoes also could harm our health and even break our bones years after exposure. Now that we're documenting health threats in thousands of man-made chemicals and in GMO foods, what do we do about it? To recover and protect my health, I avoid all processed and GMO foods, side effect-laden pharmaceuticals, and harsh chemicals. I consistently choose safe, wholesome alternatives that cleanse, nourish, and rebuild the body without causing any harmful side effects. Thankfully, I feel better than ever. Pain taught me how to enjoy the exquisite pleasure of self-love, inner peace, and vibrant health. As I soaked in hot water for over a year, the Epsom salts in these baths that detoxed pain and pesticides also made my hair look like Einstein's and my skin feel like a parched desert. I learned how to transcend physical limitations of my body and let love lift me up as I floated down the glorious river of life without getting stuck in the banks of pain. During my recovery process, which took several years, I wrote a novel inspired by my real-life journey back into health and happiness. My journey became an adventure with help from supportive friends and visionary healers, whom I affectionately call the Tribe of Blondes. I named the novel and the tribe not for a hair color, but for light and love, for the resilient, optimistic spirit we need to overcome great challenges and experience great love. We can't escape life's challenges. We rise up to meet them and even leap over them with resilient, optimistic spirit that unites us in the tribe of light and love. We are born with this spirit. The secret is to keep it alive. How? Discover our guiding principles next. Footnote: you don't have to face great challenges alone. Find out how I overcame mine with support from the Tribe of Blondes, resilient optimists who, no matter what life throws you, still believe in great love. I invite you to read the laptop version of my novel as my gift. Gain instant free access to Tribe of Blondes, the first laptop novel that you read online, which includes an album of songs, videos, and an audiobook of my reading the unabridged novel to you when you visit www.tribeofblondesgiftnovel.com.